The Prime Minister Scott Morrison heads to the Solomon Islands this weekend on his first overseas visit following the federal election. The Pacific Island nation is at a crossroads, with reports of increasing internal pressure on the country's Prime Minister to switch diplomatic recognition from Taiwan to China. That could cause a domino effect for Taiwan's remaining allies in the Pacific, according to a former high-level public servant within the Solomon Islands Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Sarah Dingle has our report.
For decades, the choice has been clear. The Solomon Islands has had a long-standing relationship with Taiwan. But China has steadily built ties with the Pacific nation, and now there's mounting talk the Solomon Islands may switch diplomatic recognition from Taiwan to China. After being re-elected last month, Prime Minister Manase Sogavare said, right now the status quo is maintained, but it's not hard and fast and fixed.
It is real. I think the rumours that you're hearing are fairly real, in the sense that there is a certain element of our politicians who are strongly pushing.
Dr. Transform Akarau is speaking to me from the main fishing port of Noro in the Solomons. He's the former Deputy Secretary of the country's Ministry of Foreign Affairs and a long-time Pacific diplomat. He's happy that the Solomons are Scott Morrison's first port of call because it's a key moment in his country's history.
We stand at the threshold at the moment. You know, logging is being declined. It needs a lot more economic growth to be able to support its growing population. So these are the things that I think they should be talking about.
Despite officially recognising Taiwan, China is hugely important to the Solomons, taking a whopping 65% of all their exports. In the last few weeks, a local newspaper in the Solomons reported that backbenchers from the biggest island of Guadalcanal told Prime Minister Sogavare he has 6 months to drop Taiwan in favour of China or face a motion of no confidence. Prime Minister Sogavare denied there was any split over China. 8 of the 14 nations in the Pacific have so far recognised China and have also received more than $1 billion US in Chinese aid amongst them, according to the Lowy Institute. Dr. Akarau doesn't want to see his country rush to any decision.
It's very easy for our politicians, who I find are fairly gullible and very easily attracted by finance and promises of money. But you know, I think they need to think long-term.
Former Australian High Commissioner to the Solomon Islands, James Battley, believes China has been intensifying its soft power in the Solomons.
A lot of this is under the radar stuff, not necessarily public.
James Battley says Australia will likely take the position that the Solomon Islands is a sovereign country and its diplomatic relations are its own business. But if a switch were made, it would be big news.
Certainly would represent a significant development diplomatically in the region.
Sitting in Noro, Dr. Akarau says his country choosing China over Taiwan would be a turning point for the Pacific.
Solomon Islands is one of the largest countries in the Pacific, and I think, you know, that might be the end of it. It might have a domino effect, but I would caution our leaders, you know, you're just going to be one of a large number of other countries who have relationship with China, but you can actually have a very meaningful and improved relationship with Taiwan.
Food for thought when Scott Morrison touches down in Honiara this weekend.
Sarah Dingle with that report.